Barbados woke up to the news this morning of the passing of former Prime Minister Owen Arthur, who led this country for three consecutive terms under Barbados Labour Party administration from 1994 until 2008.
I told you that job number one was jobs. And ladies and gentlemen, I was ridiculed when I suggested that a country as small as Barbados could produce 30,000 new jobs.
By the time we reached 1999, this was Mr. Arthur's vision for Barbados' tourism.
In the next term, we are going to develop inland tourism, especially in the north of Barbados, in a big way. We are going to bring something new to Barbados. There's a concept called retirement villages. There are a lot of people in the world who are rich, very wealthy, who like to live out their golden years in, not in homes, in their homes, but in villages that can provide them with spa treatment, nursing treatment, have a little golf, have a little lake. And we have already received two proposals to establish such retirement villages, not just in Barbados, but you must forgive me, in St. Peter. I'm talking not about an investment of $1 million, nor $10 million, but investments running into hundreds of millions of dollars. Like I'm talking about something new and bold, that the building of residences, healthcare institutions, recreation spas, nursing facilities, all within a village, with people coming from abroad to settle in them, bringing foreign exchange into the land and creating large numbers of jobs for a wide cross-section of people.
And who can forget his fight with the OECD to protect Barbados as an international financial jurisdiction?
This small country fought the OECD, all the giants of the world, to a standstill. And at the end of the day, all the best interest of this country was respected. And while all other countries had to write letters genuflecting to the OECD, they say you have a just cause and we cannot put you on a list. And that is what is about defending the honor and the best interest of this country. It is said that you do not become the finest steel until you have gone through the hottest fires. I have been tested, I've tested, and I feel I have been tried. I give you still a youthful energy. I give you a vision that is clear. I give you integrity. I give you the enthusiasm of a person who only want to serve and do nothing else. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, I start this campaign by telling you that Barbados is in safe hands. Once I am the Prime Minister of this land, there's nobody that is going to push wrong Barbados. And that all land, no matter how small, must stand for something precious among the family of the nations of this world. I give you that pledge.
The late Owen Arthur, Prime Minister of Barbados from 1994 to 2008.
But what you do not see, what I assure you is still very much there, is the desire deep in my heart to serve you, the people of Barbados. To serve my nation with all my heart and with all my soul. To put my experience accumulated over 30 years in public affairs once again at your disposal to give your nation my nation strong, enlightened, and imaginative leadership. As God gives me the light to see the way.
It has been Sagicor's Early Business.